Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Mother of God, it's like Satan's nipple.
I need to get one of those self-heating coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sharper image.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Welcome back. For another
steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot goss. It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Let's get into some. Oh, wow.
The birds are here.
The infestation continues.
Piping hot coffee.
Ooh, I heard they've been pecking at your pads.
They have.
Eating the foam.
They've been eating them.
All pecky.
It gives it a rounder contour, though. So
yeah,
I'm not mad.
Model to look like cellulite.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's realistic.
You are elite.
Yeah. You are elite. Cellulite.
Girls, hash out your problems. All I heard was hash. new season. New look.
New season.
Oh, turning the party into Dallas Coulter gown.
Totally.
I love your patriotic look.
Patriotique.
Patriotique fabrique.
Fabrique.
I'm wearing a patriotique fabrique.
Fabrique Summers Madison. Yes.
Of North Chakalaki.
Yes, you're wearing a RuPaul for Party City wig.
Wig.
With a full lace cap.
Full lace cap.
Watch out for those combs.
Do you know when our redo of that wig will be up on the Patreon for the people, for the good people to see, for the good friends of the pod?
Probably next week.
Next week. Something to look forward to, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned because we take a couple of the Party City wigs and we style them and make them into some really cool chignons. So, you can check it out.
We do no chignons, but we definitely make them worthy.
Yes, for sure. Something else happened in the kingdom.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want your stupid love.
This is a very special day in the kingdom. Midnight on February 28th.
Let it be known
throughout the kingdom that it was Stupid Love Day.
I almost made me forget leap year was coming up.
Yeah.
Because leap day was here and I was like, this is my one day a year I get to top. Every 4 years.
Wow.
But
try something new.
Try something new.
I love the Stupid Love music video. It's peak Lady Gaga. I mean, she's dancing the whole video.
We're all going to be dancing this whole Chromatica album, I think, and I hope.
Verses, choruses, shot on iPhone, all no green screen.
None. And she didn't need any.
Yeah.
The styling, all the looks.
Yeah.
The hair.
Looks, lurks. Ooh. Yes.
Shout out to Trevor Ryan, friend of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
The tallest one in the video in green with the... Oh, she got a whole aloe plant coming off of her back, it looks like.
Uh-huh.
The Poison Ivy vibes.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like Mad Maxi meets Rainbow Bright to
me. A kindness punk, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah. We love the video. We love the song. And just today, the album Chromatica went on pre-order.
Oh, cool.
Get out there and get it.
Are we, can we feature that on our Race Chaser Pod Instagram? The girls are already stupid loving out in the streets, in these here streets.
Oh, yeah.
In the crosswalks. And
yes.
Our good friend Aurora Sexton, a pageant competition contestant, competitor.
Yes.
She did Stupid Love at Rocco's Brunch, and she got this gift of God, grace of wind, where it just like took
the
this
right
train
yeah.
and it just took everything in the right direction. It took me to the palace in Miami, just very that.
Yeah.
Love, you know?
She was out in the street, and that's how you make an entrance.
Walking.
Yeah.
Walking, darling.
In a recreate, and it was the day, like the day after the song came out, and somehow a full recreation of the entire look.
Drag excellence. Crazy.
Drag excellence. Shame. Deep friend of the pod. We salute you, Aurora Sexton. Go check her out on Instagram. Yes.
And I salute you. Your speech at the Queerties was galvanizing.
Oh, yeah. Did we win?
We did win.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So many multiple awards.
Do you have to get a better show? You have to brace that shelf because
yeah,
that
honestly,
shelf is not braced.
Yeah, I get handy man down up in
it's
here.
It's getting laden down with all the awards.
Laden.
Accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we won and we dedicated the award to all of the amazing trans contestants who have been on Drag Race.
We dedicated it to all the trans contestants that we remembered.
You know,
I forgot two girls from my season.
The moment takes over
yeah.
and you know, it's
pure adrenaline. I mean, these are the queerties.
Yeah. yeah.
You know? It's the queerties.
Make or break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we forgot LaShawn and Kenya.
Yes.
And we're sorry about that, but we celebrate all the ladies from RuPaul's Drag Race, especially the trans girls. And like you said, I hope we get to review more of them soon. Like, if Aurora can turn around a look in a day
Girl.
For a brunch in the morning, not even a night look, a day
Girl.
Look, a day look, and she's not on Drag Race, what the fuck is the problem?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, I'm hopeful, and I have a feeling someday we'll be seeing some amazing trans excellence on Drag Race again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some excellent things, and I would love to see that happen. Just so we could stop talking about it, because it's not fun, like, talking about, like, all this discrimination and shit, but we have to keep talking about it until it changes. Because,
yeah.
you know, it needs to change. You're on the wrong side of history.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We've discussed it many times before, and we will continue to do so because I think it's an ongoing discussion.
Yeah. It's a discussion that we have to have. Another discussion we can have is this Rainbow Spotlight of the Week, though, because it's one of our sisters. Many of our sisters are in it.
Yeah, this is a music video event. Of course, we're talking about Morgan McMichaels with a new song and a new video called
Ass Like Mine.
Sponsored by Adam Mayle and Girl, I want to know where this set was, because it was like
big and tall,
huge, crazy, like wall fixture.
The corner unit thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was two flats that they cornered up together at a 90 to make that, but that would be a great idea. Like just using textured
yeah.
flats to make wall creations. And then they had scaffolding, so it was like two level. They had Michael Silas. They had Trevor Ryan. They mm-hmm. had the hot boy that Cameron makes dance in the RuPaul show.
Mm-hmm.
She controls him. She does her Chanel Illusions number.
Oh,
I believe
right.
that,
okay.
that whole gig. They had a lot of great talent. Delta was in it.
Yeah.
Mayhem
Phoebe
was in
Price.
It. Phoebe Price. I said they had a lot of great talent.
Phoebe Price was on the episode where Morgan got sent home of Drag Race. That's why I think it's an interesting tie-in.
I mean, oh.
Phoebe played the Snatch Game.
Did Morgan?
Morgan got red for dirt, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
did she get sent home that day? No, she didn't get sent home.
But... Oh, I giggle when I'm nervous.
Morgan, why are
you
laughing?
Just me. Just me.
It's her tiny top hat. Made her laugh.
Just keep your tiny giggles in there.
Two of hearts. Two hearts. It's a great song. It's a great video, and we recommend you go out there and you check it out. I love supporting drag music, drag videos. This is a huge part of our economy. It's like it's a great way that we can come together and like incorporate our friends and, you know, put them on camera and show what they can do.
Yeah,
and this video definitely does that.
And if you haven't seen Morgan in a while, she's the one in the red wig. You may not recognize all the new work, but what? She's changed. I mean, because back in the day, she said, I don't wear body. That's an East Coast thing. I don't pad. You know?
I just like to be a supermodel.
So now she has a totally different everything from season two.
Yeah.
So she goes from not padding, from padding now to from her collarbone to her knee.
Yeah.
She's got them titty bibs up titty bibs.
Yes.
Titty bib on choke.
And it's fitting that this song is called Ass Like Mine, because nobody's got an ass like Margo Michaels.
Nobody.
It goes out there.
That's sweetheart shape. So
she'll knock over tables, drinks.
She doesn't care. She'll redecorate a whole place with that ass.
She will.
Knocking over candles, setting fires.
That's why
Ray didn't want her no more. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. That was an altercation.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we're going to play ourselves out with the song Ass
Like Mine. Hit it on iTunes.
Morgan McMurkle. Obstacles don't stop me, bounce back. Tells me bruise, but a bitch like me proves no, you can't keep a good woman down, down. Small town blues and Twitter trolls, take your swing, I'll strike a pose. Your drama and setbacks are just rebound, bound. So when you hear my name, it's okay to say, she crazy, yo, that bitch, she can't be tamed.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
It's that special time.
Back. It is that really special time. It's the segment that will keep on persisting and persevering no matter what.
Ever.
It's a segment we call...
Let's get political. I'd like to
is from Declan. Hi, Willem Alaska, Big Dipper, Tinta Turnturer. I absolutely love your political segment, even if there's a sprinkle of misinformation in there. I hope that it's here to stay.
A light dusting.
You guys have covered a lot of negative news in recent weeks, so I thought it would bring you some lovely news from the land of unicorns and fairies that is Scotland. Mm-hmm. Our Scottish Parliament, not to be confused with the UK Parliament run by Boris Johnson, finally passed a bill which makes menstrual products free at the point of purchase for all that need them.
Wow.
We have had free menstrual products in schools and universities for some time now, but it's amazing and that they are free for everyone, effectively ending period poverty.
Wow.
I hope this brightens up yours and others' day by showing everyone that positive change is possible in a time when everything seems to be getting worse. In the hope that you read this out, I have attached some explicit nudity of my pasta body. Kind regards. Hell yeah.
Oh my.
The regards are kind, and so are the reviews.
Well, this is...
A prominent member.
Yes. This is a great piece of news because...
It's a great piece.
Yeah. If you add up over time how much a person spends on menstrual products, whether it's tampons or pads or some combination of both, the Diva Cup, whatever it is, that's insane.
A lot.
I mean, it's a lot. These things are kind of expensive. And
free bleeding is expensive, too. It ruins clothes.
Yeah.
It's like, periods are not cheap. I never even thought of that.
Yeah. They
could be more expensive than smoking.
Well, that I don't know. We would have to run the numbers. We'd have to have our fact checkers and our numbers department run that.
Well, maybe...
We have an entire department dedicated to making sure we never say anything that's wrong.
Yeah, standards and practices have been really strict with us in 2020 so far.
S&P, yeah.
So this pink tax, it's the amount of extra money that women pay for everyday products like razors, shampoo, haircuts, clothes, dry cleaning, and more. This tax, quote unquote, applies to items that span an entire woman's life, from girls' toys and school uniforms to canes, braces, and adult diapers.
They all cost more.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, okay, this...
Why?
Dipper just pulled up a website that says... Ladies, here's how much your period costs you over your lifetime. Women need to incur more than $17,000 due to menstruation over the course of their lives. Wow.
Wow.
So
much.
Yeah, dude. And this is this the pink tax thing refers to just products that are marketed towards women. Tend to cost more.
Because they know they'll pay it, or?
I don't know why. I don't know what the reasoning is.
Like a razor, and then a razor that is like the Venus that is pink.
Mm-hmm.
They're both razors, and it's like the pink one will cost more money.
Oh, yeah. I always buy men's razors when I'm shaving my legs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're called men's razors, but they're the ones that aren't marketed. They're like, you know.
They're cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a phenomenon that goes back. I mean, it's deeply rooted in our society. It's the whole thing about like women also get paid less. So this is it's good that we're talking about this because I think that it's something that culturally can evolve.
I hope.
Yes. And thank you so much to.
He didn't give his name. He just said kind regards and then said.
Yeah.
This gratuitous picture.
Declan. But Declan. Thank you to Scotland Declan. For making a huge change in a lot of people's lives. And I hope that other countries, I hope this becomes the norm that menstruation products can become free to all.
That would be wonderful.
Do you care to describe the member?
Yeah. It's multicolored. The end is an aubergine. A light aubergine with some pink undertones, solid, a little wider at the end, but nothing that would give too much of a challenge. That's not to say it wouldn't be a challenge, because some people would be challenged by this.
With a dick like mine,
I bounce on it
every time.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm really happy. And cute toenails, too.
Yeah.
Nothing that I can see under there that's a problem area.
Thanks for sending in the note, and thanks for your support and your explicit not safe for work imagery, Declan. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Why don't we?
You can keep on dicking. I'm dicking just fine. With the dick like mine. With the dick like mine.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. Oh, wow.
All I can hear is a slight hint of a bird somewhere. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
That's a bat. Watch out. Work the world. Mask the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Work the world in Asia. We wish our sisters a safe return.
Really went to Asia?
They're in Asia right now. They're doing all the Asian cities. They're working.
Are they out of their fucking minds?
I don't know. They have a contract, maybe. Taipei, Shanghai, Tokyo.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I
see that the diva is wearing. I see that she's wearing a mask, which I.
Oh yeah, Plastique is shown at a meet and greet, looking gorgeous.
She looks great. She looks fully stunning. I didn't know that they were literally going to like China.
Oh, they're.
I don't think they're going to China.
They're all over right now.
They're scheduled to go to China.
But with the travel ban, maybe they can't. But they're doing they're doing other things in the region.
Just please be safe, divas. Okay.
Yeah, they're in Seoul, Hong Kong, Taipei, Tokyo, Manila, and Singapore.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
But they didn't book Manila. Rude.
You both have played Manila or Singapore?
I've done Singapore. I've done Tokyo. I've done. That's it. No gigs.
Stevie's leaving Blanche for Tokyo.
didn't see that one.
It's in a later season.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is the time where we go spelunking, unking, 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 deep inside the DMs.
Remember to email your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. So our first message is from Nicholas. Dear Alaska and Willem, I'm period. Nicholas Pereira, and I love your amazing pod. Done with the greeting because this is going to be long.
Okay. Oh, wow. Right.
Okay. I'm from Santiago de Chile, and we have been under a lot of protests and riots because people are so tired of being one of the most unequal countries in the world. Our government has been stealing our resources, destroying our environment, and violating human rights by killing, torturing, and raping people. It's all over the news. In this context, the bad guys, our version of Republicans, I might say, so you understand, are so into spreading fake news, they came with the following story. Attention, drug dealer, Russian, Venezuelan, and their failed attempts to coup the government. They won't knock down Chile. She is Yekaterina Petrovna Zamolachikova.
Oh.
She is a Russian agent. Yes, like a movie, incredible, who was passing information to left-wing commands in order to propitiate a government coup. However, police has already discovered and deported her. Attention, this will not be aired on TV because the progressist agenda. Please share. This communist bastards are trying to destroy our country. Don't let them do it. Hashtag I reject Marxist constitution. Can you believe that? Of course I will share the receipts. She even made Katya.
We're
going
to put this on Race Chaser Pod so you can see this. Go there now, so, if you're listening.
So do you understand what he's saying?
Someone released a news article about saying Katya was an actual spy that was trying to hurt Chile. And
what is going on?
It made the news, legit news in Chile, and it was disseminated down through Facebook. And then the tea is that they think Katya was a real spy. And the booking photos are lovely because she's been using them Snapchat filters, it looks like. Living clean and stuff, too. Real nice. But I'm glad to see the people of Chile are no longer under threat from Katya Zamolachikova.
What is literally going on?
The world.
I literally don't understand what is going on.
That's crazy.
So they're...
They thought people wouldn't know Katya in Chile?
Boy, are they mistaken.
The sort of right-wing fake news machine made this up.
But make up something that you can't fact-check.
Right.
At least.
I don't know. I couldn't believe it. I believe that she would do it.
That's
why it works. It's almost believable, you know.
I mean, this is the country that came up with the Switch.
You see this?
They do love drag.
I don't have to talk because I look like this. Gina Gunn.
Who the fuck is...
On the Switch. This is terrible. We support you out there in Chile. I mean, this is crazy. And it just goes to show just how like warped and crazy the environment is and what governments in power will go to in order to sort of discombobulate people and confuse people and so they don't know what the truth is.
Are we talking about our government or Chile?
Both.
Yeah.
Actually.
Honestly, right now.
So this is not far off from what is happening here with a lot of different things.
Did you see Trump's coronavirus played against the World Health Organization CDC person's coronavirus? It's like he's directly contradicting the people that the government is paying to do a job. The only reason he's doing a job is a bunch of stupid people elected him.
Yeah.
People that shouldn't be making decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But this dick that Nicholas sent in from Chile,
sent a lot of photos.
It's his ex.
Yeah, this is like 8 pages long. I mean, it's okay. Oh, also, he says, please take care of yourself. Also, say hi to my ex who listens religiously to your pod that I still love him, although he is the demon I cling to.
I cling to.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Hang in there. We support you. We love you. Oh, also, here's the dick.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Not his.
No, this is his.
No, he said...
Here are my dick pics.
Oh, good. I thought it was his ex's dick.
No.
Because then I would have to hunt him down. The dick is an uncircumcised, gorgeous caramel member.
With one is poking out of pants, and the other, no pants.
No pants, but socks.
So you get to see both.
Yeah.
You get to see both options.
It's got the range. Clearly. From Peggy. Hello, Willow Magnificent, Alaska Knows She Better Don't, and Dipper Rooney. I'm a cis pansexual woman married to a pansexual cis guy. When we met 5 years ago, he found me at a stage in my life where I was extremely rigid about my sexuality. I took my role as the woman in the bedroom very seriously. It's sad to think about it today. But honestly, I thought that because I identified as submissive, I was kinky and I was crazy enough with a little slap slap here and there, so as long as I was the one getting fucked. Little did I know, the guy I ended up falling in love with was a 6'4 ex-football player, strap-on Hitachi panty-loving heathen. Long story short, I now love putting things in his butt. Our sex life is amazing, and he slowly introduced me to all his kinks to me in a very respectful way without scaring me. Although I've always enjoyed him wearing panties and lingerie, panties and bras, I can't seem to fully quench the idea of complete cross-dressing experience. This past V-Day, he surprised me with a full-on sexy costume, wig, shaved body, makeup, and heels. It was overload for me, and I broke down in fear. I guess I'm just curious if you have any advice in helping me overcome this fear of him fully dressing as a woman in our sexual adventures. Our sex life is very diverse, so the panties pegging component doesn't come into play all the time, but I do know it is an important part of what fulfills his sexual needs. P.S. Thank you for providing such enchanting and heartfelt content via the podcast. I'm pretty sure the first words out of my six-month-old will be T and correct. Yours truly, Peggy. LOL. And Peggy?
Well, personally, the idea of a man putting on, I don't know, women's clothing.
Freaks me out.
It's not something I'm personally.
Freaky deaky.
It's not something I'm personally familiar with or particularly comfortable with. No.
It's no fly zone.
Peggy, and wigs, I've never even heard of. I'm not even sure what that is. We're going to have them run. No, Peggy, thank you for sharing your story. This is really, I mean, this is actually completely out of my wheelhouse. Please.
Okay.
Take it away, Diva.
Okay, I have multiple roads this can go down.
Okay.
If you want to just let him do it, and if he needs it every time somehow, which I hope he doesn't because you seem to want a little more variety, doggy. You can think he's anybody. You could be anybody from behind. You can't see. So doggy style. The dick is the same
from behind.
But
he'll have hair on.
The dick?
No, he'll have a unit on
You
his
can't
head.
See behind you. It's doggy style.
No, she fucks him.
Not always. She says that our sex life is very diverse, so panties pegging component doesn't come into play all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that it is an important part of what fulfills sexual needs. So,
okay.
Doggy.
That's good advice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of that one.
Doggy.
I would be, if it gets to the point where it's inhibiting your fun, I would talk to him about it. But other than that, Peggy's down a peg, and then just turn the peg around.
Turn the peg around.
Turn the peg around. Let's just stick stuff in butts.
Yeah, it sounds like you two have an open conversation and communication about your sexual, like, things and your sexual wants and needs.
Yeah, very conversational cunt.
That's good.
Love you for
you. So talk about it.
Talk about it.
And, you know, we wish you all the best, Peg.
Yeah. What if she did his makeup?
I think she wouldn't want to do that.
I
don't think she wants to see the whole fantasy, the whole fantasy woman, which he wants to, you know, dabble in. Because why wouldn't you, honestly? But in the bedroom, I guess it becomes like, I can understand how it would be a lot because it's suddenly like, since it came on as like a surprise, I can see why
it.
That would be like overwhelming to you, Peg, completely.
That your 6'4 ex-4 football player wants to wear the Leg Avenue Scoochie dress.
Can you ask him where he buys shoes? Because I'm always looking for retailers.
Damn.
Thank you, Peggy, and try doggy.
Peggy the pegger.
Yeah.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
The next message comes from Katie. Hello, Alaska Willem and Dippertina. I'm just wondering if you guys have an opinion on the controversy, I love this, surrounding the Whitney Houston hologram tour that is kicking off in Europe this month. I personally find any venture where a hologram of a dead person is being used to make money to be gross and exploitative in the extreme. And in this case, it's no exception. I wish we could just let Whitney rest without trying to milk every last drop of money from her legacy, but I guess capitalism doesn't care about being decent or respectful to dead artists. Alaska, I know you in particular are a huge Whitney fan, so I'm interested to hear your thoughts. I would send you a dick pic, but my ex kept the strap on when we broke up. Aw. So please, see the attached tit pick. Thanks and love you lots, Katie. Thank you for the tits. Those are amazing. Really nice and fierce. This Whitney hologram tour. Have you seen this?
I remember that they were going to do something with Christina and Whitney with a hologram a while ago, but I guess the family didn't approve it because they didn't think the hologram was up to snuff.
You got to see it move, though. It's not right. It's not right.
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen it move? Are there clips of it?
I haven't seen it.
There's, if you go to like the official website of it,
they show it.
They're starting over, I believe, in the UK or Europe, and they're doing some of the venues that we've done over there as well. But it's not so much the why can't we just let her die? It's exploitative of her because. Honestly, that doesn't bother me because her family and her estate have a right to, you know, to still be living their lives.
And honestly, a lot of her fans probably want this. Yes. Some of them. This is one person. This is Katie's opinion on this.
Yes. And the music and the voice and the celebration of that is something that's going to go on forever. Mm-hmm. And so having a place to do that, I don't have a problem with that. But the way they've done it is like cheap and shitty.
Oh.
And it's not, it doesn't look good.
Do they do a Michael Jackson one in Vegas?
I've heard of something like that. I don't know.
They did a Billie Holiday one right in front of next to World of Wonder on Hollywood Boulevard. There was a Billie Holiday hologram show. Now it's a dispensary and lounge for CBD.
Okay.
But I just don't see the appeal of going to see a hologram unless it's like 8 times the size of the original and it was a giant version. This is just like, it doesn't appeal to me.
It doesn't move like a person. Also, from the looks of it, it doesn't really look like her or move like a human.
She's got more rhythm than her.
It also sounds like they're just using the like studio versions of the songs.
Not even the heat.
I know. It should be a chance to show people what she actually sounded like when she was live and like, because she was, every performance was different. She was always feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
That's special to me about Whitney. I think it's cool that all of these dancers are out there. I'm glad that they have jobs, the band, the dancers.
Same.
That's great. But the hologram doesn't look good
enough. It looks touched. It ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they use old footage of her and somehow, I know there's ways of doing this that they can sort of recreate that. I want to see her sweating. I don't want to see her as some plastic fake thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not be going to see it.
Neither will I.
I relive Whitney's music. I
hope
all
it's
the time.
Not on todaytix.com/drag. That'd be terrible. Next question from Rob. Any ace chasers out there? Dear mm-hmm. ladies and Big Daddy Dipperino Noso, you better bite the towel because this piece of intel is going to be dry. I'm a 30-year-old cis gay virgin. There, I said it. Hold your speculations, please. I'm neither a Trump supporter nor Kim G. I don't get laid because I'm gray sexual. To be more precise, I am best described as autochoresexual.
Okay.
Autochoresexual. I love porn. I'm into bears and daddies. And I like to masturbate a lot. However, I've never felt the desire to have sex with anyone strongly enough to actually go out and do it. Hmm. That being said, I've fallen in love a handful of times and I'm curious about having sex at least a little bit. But my sex drive isn't zero. It's just set to low. So I want to know what life is predominantly... So what I want from life is a predominantly romantic relationship with all the time and safety I need to explore my faint but valid sexual desires. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the gold standard in the gay community is being out of control hypersexual. As such, my humble relationship goal has proven not to be particularly enticing to anyone so far. Nobody wants to be with me unless I fuck them. Go figure. I'd love to ask for advice on how to get what I want, but I think we all know the only correct answer is being honest and having patience with drugs as a close second. However, I would like to hear how you experience love and sexual desire. How interconnected are these feelings for you? Can you imagine being in a loving relationship with someone who isn't particularly interested in having sex with you? Do you see strong sex drive is something to be proud of as more as a burden. Since we are celebrating positivity in general as all shapes and sizes on this award-winning podcast, I come out of my comfort zone and attach a couple of pics for you. I'm 6'6", so some of my body parts may appear smaller than they are.
Oh, work.
Hey, Daddy. Damn, that is a PA, Rob.
Pierced.
Pierced. Her stute, gingery, hairy. Love the layering.
Yeah, and a huge, giant piercing.
And it could be a whole truffle shuffle because that has a mushroom head.
Yeah.
From Rob.
Yeah. Truffle oil.
Mm-hmm. Truffle butter.
Thank you for sharing this, Rob. And this is something I've heard about is like more and more as like sort of technology sort of takes over and becomes ingrained with humanity. People are becoming less all about sex. Wide scale, like younger people. They're like, I could take it or leave it.
Really?
They are. Yes, this is a growing trend. Maybe not in the gay community.
Trend alert.
But it's great that you bring this up because I think that this is a growing thing. And do you want to give your advice and then I'll give mine?
Well, he's got a bunch of questions and I didn't know if I should answer those or give advice. I don't think I'm qualified to give sexual health advice, but I do know that I went on a date with a guy like 2 weeks ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we met off a Grindr. Mm-hmm. And then he said that he doesn't like the Grindr thing. He liked to go out. And I was like, okay, whatever, sure. But then now I'm like, we're going to go on a second one and a third one. And I'm just like, are you going to, what's the other shoe that's going to drop here? Like, why? Because he's hot. Like, he was on Grindr. I just mm-hmm. didn't understand why he wanted to go out with me when I would have been fine to just fuck him. But, yeah. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm playing along because hopefully I'll get to. And I made a joke about the third date. He's like, oh, is that what it is? And I was like, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's the whole reason to. So could I imagine being in a love relationship with someone who isn't particularly in having sex with me? No. Even though the sex is maybe like, if you're lucky, 1/24th to 1/48th of your day, between a half hour to an hour, mm-hmm. a couple times a week. Maybe, again, if you're lucky. It's such a small part about the actual relationship. But like,
yeah.
It matters, I think. I want someone to want me.
Right.
Like down to the bone, literally. So I don't know if those are interconnected for me, but I can also have sex very freely without any feelings, names, or the last five of their social.
Right.
I need the 4, not 5, though. What about you?
Well, I think everybody is different. And so maybe this guy that you're dating, he wants to have more of a connection and needs that in order to get to the sexual stage. Which we are like inundated with images and messages of just like being hypersexual. And
you've seen my texts. I thought my phone was locked. I'm sorry.
Your emails. The emails, Hillary.
The emails are leaky.
But this just goes to show, I mean, that the guy you're dating, this message from Rob, is that everyone is sort of different. And my answer to you, Rob, is yes, I do believe that you can have a long, ongoing, committed, fulfilling relationship without, you know, the sex burner on the stove being turned up to the hottest setting. Because honestly, after you're together for a while, if you're together 30, 40 years, eventually the sex thing sort of goes into the background a little bit anyway. So that's inevitable. So if you really care for each other, you can give each other all of the benefit and support that, you know, having a loving, trusting, committed mm-hmm. relationship has without that. So don't give up hope, because I think that I think that you're not alone, and I think that you can find somebody who fits you just right.
I totally agree. I think that he should seek out what he wants somehow, like be it on the apps or whatever else. Just put it clearly what you're feeling, yeah. what you're down for, so it's not a letdown to someone else later.
Yeah, maybe, put it out front.
Maybe you'll attract a like-minded person like that. I'm sure there's support groups for people with low sex drives and stuff like that. Find yeah. a message board, 4chan, that shit. Down boots.
What's not 4chan?
Isn't that like the internet? Like it's Reddit? Like
that's like Reddit, but for like the alt-right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, don't do that.
Wikipedia.
No, you can't place ads on Wikipedia like that. For not for dick, anyway.
Double list.
They made me change mine. Double list.
Willem is an American drag performer who is also looking for dates currently.
Who's also available for the next 6 hours in your market.
What? This is the strangest Wikipedia I've ever seen.
Roses? Gifts.
So wait, do I read this one? Or
I can read it if you want, or you can.
Whose turn is it?
I forget. Yours, because I read about Rob's dick.
This is the last one.
From M. Hello, Dolls and Dipper. Ladies, I'm writing to you because I value your opinions and need your guidance. My boyfriend.
That's so upsetting.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for 3 years. Cis male and female, we are both bi. And recently we wanted to explore some kinks together. He told me he wanted to try to suck his own dick and he needed my help.
Oh.
I thought it was hot, so he gave it a try and it worked.
Yay.
He came hard and all over himself. The next day, he wanted to do it again.
Oh,
but
she's
this
done.
Time,
I know where this is going.
With futanari porn playing on the TV. Basically hentai, but the chicks have massive dicks. Cool. This continued for a few times, then we were intimate and ended with me not getting off. Eventually, I was honest and told him that I wanted to have sex without him sucking his own dick. He got very offended and said he would never do it again. I wasn't opposed to the self-sucking. I just wanted some dick inside me. Now, he barely wants to have sex with me. I have gained some weight since starting a new job. I went from 120 to 140, and I'm not sure if that could be the reason or if he just wants to sleep with someone else. Last night, he said he wanted to have sex, and then I went to grab his dick, and it was flaccid. He pushed me away and said he didn't want to anymore. I just want us to be open and honest about our feelings, but he shuts down when we talk about it. Any advice, help would be appreciated since I feel stuck. Should I offer him a pass to sleep with a man if he wants to? Or do you think I should ask him if my weight is an issue? Thank you for always lighting up my days with your banter. Love ya, M. I think you ended this message with your own answer. I think, yes, you should say, do you want to sleep with someone else? Do you want to sleep with a man? Is it because I gained weight? Are you not attracted to me? You should have these conversations, and they're difficult conversations, but it's always worth it to have the difficult conversation.
And even better so, since he is bisexual, I think you should put on this podcast, Race Chaser, after you hear that you're on it and listen to it with him. So A, we can get more subscribers, and B, it could open up this opportunity to have this conversation, which you obviously need to have because you're not happy and something's going on with homeboy too. He might be in the Race Chaser DMs. We never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that you already know the answer.
Yeah.
It was right there all along. So you're telling me all I had to do was click my heels, bitch?
Thank you so much to everyone who wrote in, and thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
Send us your questions.
You burst the blood vessel in your eye. Burst the blood vessel.
She's gone out to wear an eye patch, looking like Gigi Good. Send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions and nudity get priority boarding.
We also have scalding new bonus content available on patreon.com/Willem. You can sign up to be a patron and you can support us. Just search using the hashtag RaceChaser and you can watch the videos as much as you want.
Whenever you want. Follow us on IG at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and at RaceChaserPod. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.